In a cobbled alley, four boys kick a football in the rain. One shoots at a goal painted on a brick wall. He scores and the ball bounces back towards the same four now in their 30s. Begsy, Glynn, Hodge and Daz. Daz wears a blue and white striped Stockport County top. As they go into the Admiral Nelson pub, the fat-bearded landlord cuffs the men round the back of the head. He sticks a sign on the door. Great night out. Goateed Hodge is on the sofa with his iPad when Kath walks in.
Easy treacle toffee. You had a good day?
No, I bloody haven't.
Good.
And get off that bleeding iPad!
She lobs a cushion at him.
Look at the time. I'd like to see that Dolly Parton try clocking off before 5 p.m. these days, a lazy cow.
Oh, so it's work. You're not mad at me?
No, unless you've done something wrong. Have you done something wrong?
Hodge shakes his head and Kath gulps from a bottle of wine.
I hate my job. The stress. That pressure cooker environment.
You work in a bowling alley.
She glares at him.
Which is a very demanding occupation. Managing all them lanes, checking to see if everybody's got the right shoes.
Would you like to go away?
Sorry.
I meant for the weekend.
Oh.
Us, from everything. We could go glamping.
Glamping?
It's like camping, but with electricity and a nice loo.
We could. It's just...
What?
Hodge stands next to Kath and leans closer to her.
Would they have Wi-Fi?
He points at his iPad. Glynn and Julie walking down the street.
Well, that was another top date. Thank you, Julie.
You said that like a newsreader.
Who? George Alagaya? And a reminder of tonight's top story, Julie is beautiful and amazing.
Breaking news, would you like to come in for a coffee?
No. Caffeine's no good for me this late in the day. I get all panicky and stressy. I get very sweaty palms.
I've got peppermint tea.
No, any type of drink right now would be too soon.
They're on her doorstep.
Not too soon, it's just... I need time to prepare, you know, for a drink. Coffee, tea, glass of Imso.
Right, we'll leave it till Saturday then, because I've got the whole of the weekend off.
Right. Brilliant. Saturday. That's 2 days. 48 hours. That's a shitload of minutes to prepare.
They share a kiss, but Glynn pulls away abruptly.
So, that's all for tonight.
Right.
Glynn shakes her hand and walks off. Begsy's mum's house.
Got you this time, Hodgie boy.
Don't be a prat.
You move your bishop to A4. He could checkmate you with his rook at H1.
You're here more than you're not here now, aren't you, Tonky?
Yeah. Well, your mother feels safer when I'm around.
And sexier.
Tonky sits between Begsy and his mum on the couch.
Have you had a good day, love?
Yeah.
Tonky rests his feet up on the table, and Begsy seems surprised by the brown and white shoes he's wearing.
Where did you get those shoes?
Smart, aren't they?
Yeah. My dad had a pair just like them.
Yeah, these. Your mum said I can have them.
Doesn't he look handsome in them? Oh, I don't know what it is about a man in a good pair of shoes. What? They were just sitting in the loft, and they're too big for you. They're size 12.
And you know what they say about big feet? Oh, hey, I'm immense down there. Like a snake biting into an orange.
Satsuma.
Orange.
Begsy leans away from them. Meanwhile, in her bedroom, Colleen throws Daz down on the bed and ties his hands to the headboard.
Ooh, someone's had their wee sabix.
Oh!
Daz looks alarmed when Colleen empties a bag on the bed. An eye mask, large beads and a feather fall out.
What do you want to do first?
Actually, babe, I'm really bursting for a pee.
You're not going anywhere.
Later in the Admiral Nelson pub, Lanky Glynn brings two pints back to the table, and Daz and Begsy already have theirs.
So, is it just the shoes, or would you be pissed off if it was other stuff your dad's?
You what?
Tonky's nicked Begsy's dad's shoes.
Tonky's a grave robber?
No, they were up in the loft. My mum never chucked all my dad's stuff out, even after she'd kicked him out. You know, I suppose I'd be okay with a scarf. Or maybe even a jumper, but not his trousers, and definitely not his undies. It's weird seeing Tonky in my dad's clothes.
It'd be weirder if it was your mum's. Yeah?
Daz is away with the fairies.
Hello?
What is wrong with you? You got a face like a slacked ass.
Ass? What are you mentioning asses for?
What?
Bony Daz puts down his pint.
You know me, don't you? I like what I like.
We're going to have that put on your headstone.
For my dinner, I've got my favourite.
Sausage.
Yeah, chips.
And beans, exactly. And I'm the same in the bedroom. Only Colleen started introducing that new stuff.
She's not eating toast in bed. Crumbs are a nightmare.
No, it's not toast. It's more what's holding the hole?
Hodge and Begsy look at each other.
Oh, my God.
Well, don't start taking the piss, man. I've got dirt on all of you.
Come on, what's the problem?
Yeah, what's your problem? I bloody love toad in the hole, you know. It's sausage, it's Yorkshire pudding, it's simple. What's not to like?
Plenty when you're not used to it. When you're unsure why your girlfriend suddenly starts liking it.
We'll try having it with onion gravy.
Maybe she's learnt the recipe. Somebody else. Shall I?
Well, maybe she's cooked it with some other chef. And now she's practising it on you.
Here's one I made earlier.
I'm confused.
Well, you think she's having an affair?
Hey, what? Who's having an affair?
Okay, Hodge, you ready, lad, to do the honours?
She's waiting for you outside. You want to see the body on her? A real head turner. Come on.
Fat, bearded landlord Warren leads the four friends outside.
Isn't she lovely?
A camper van.
Hey, and the rest. You're not just buying a vehicle when you're buying a camper van or a motorhome. You're buying a new way of life, a dream.
A shit heap. That's not the one you showed me on your phone.
Oh, no. That was just a guide to give you an idea of what you'd be buying.
Look, it's rusting.
I know, but it's no problem. Look, it snaps off easy.
What colour do you call that?
Sunshine yellow.
Looks more like vomit. How much is he rubbing off you for it?
That's slander, that. And just imagine where you three can go now that he's got it.
What, the other side of the street? If you push it.
This is a small, mobile hotel. Just imagine you can go to all the World Cup qualifying games and park right outside the ground.
I think you should buy it, Hodge.
Oh, I don't know. I told Kathy it was in good nick.
Well, that's better still. She'll treat it like a big doll's house. She can do it all up, can't she, with curtains and knick-knacks and all that sort of stuff. And if women don't like that sort of shite, then God strike me down now.
Daz and Begsy look up at the sky.
See what I mean?
Don't know. It's
a deal. I knew you'd see sense, but there's no refunds. And I tell you what, I'm still a little bit jealous, you know, because I've half a mind to keep it myself.
Why don't you?
Oh, the leatherette brings me out in hives. Terrible.
A train passes over a bridge which has arches underneath it. Hodge is showing Kath the camper van outside his house.
I mean, obviously, you'll want to pimp it up a bit on the soft furnishings front. I'm thinking ornaments. They look great with some curtains.
What, around it? I wanted to go glamping, not stay in a tin can and get tetanus.
Well, don't say that about her. You know, Marlena's feelings.
Marlena?
Yeah, she is German.
Oh, is she? Hang on. No, you're always doing this, giving names to crap I don't want. Barry Barbecue, Eddie iPad, Terry the 3D TV.
You love Terry now, and you love Marlena. She's saying...
I am lonely. I need a friend like you.
I'd have to go all out to get her ready by tomorrow. Liquor paint, curtains, yes. And I have to be allowed as many cushions as I want.
You got it. Anything you want.
Oh, I'm getting excited now. Ow!
Mind that bit. It's sharp.
Begsy walks into his mum's house in a red jacket and jeans. While watching TV, Tonky has his feet up on the table. Still wearing Begsy's dad's shoes.
Got a tip from Brokey Joe. 33-1, dead cert, running at Doncaster.
I don't do horse racing, it's cruel.
You're joking. They live better lives than we do.
Which arm is a racehorse?
You could put me out to stud, eh, Pam?
In the kitchen.
You want a brew?
No. Did you know he's still got me dad's shoes on?
Come on, daddy's favourite.
Listen to him in there. It's like he's taking me dad's place. It's like we're forgetting about him.
Your dad was the one who forgot about us, who walked out on us.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah, and he were making them four times a week, from what I heard. Those shoes, he used to wear them when he was out gallivanting. Well, I was at home with you and a toothache or whatever else it was I had to deal with on me own. So if I can stand the sight of them, you can too.
Said I didn't want a brew.
This is for Tonky.
That's me dad's old mug.
Matthew, stop this.
Me dad always had... the Super Ted mug.
Oh, for the love of... Who cares?
Me, for one.
Daddy's favourite, you absolute tit.
Right, that's it.
Begsy storms back into the living room and starts untying the shoes on Tonky's feet.
What are you doing?
I'm getting me dad back.
Matthew!
He's gone Looney Tunes!
They're too big for you.
Yeah? I don't care. And if he's a permanent fixture, you're not going to see me around for quite a while.
You're taking your iron in, then?
Begsy turns round by the front door.
Yeah.
Mum grins as he picks up a bag of clothes and walks out. In the van...
Do you like it? Do you like the colour?
It's...
bright pink with eyelashes over the front headlights.
Different.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
Hodge pulls out of the driveway.
Ah, oh, this is lovely. I'm that excited. Just you, me and Marlena. No phones, no emails. No one can reach us.
Begsy runs into the road holding the bag and his dad's shoes.
You all right, Begsy?
Wherever you're going, can I come with you?
In the van...
This was supposed to be us time. You and me. Not you, me and him. Where's he going to kick?
In the roof. It opens up like a dinghy. Dome or bungalow.
Oh, very conducive to intimacy. Oh, were you expecting him to join in?
He hasn't cried like this since his dad died.
Well, it started now.
Begsy looks up.
Am I in the way?
Shut up! Am I in the way? Don't be daft.
Thanks, Kath. You're so nice.
Though, I was just thinking, you haven't got any clean clothes, have you?
Oh, no. You're all right. Got all my laundry with me.
Great. The more the merrier. That's what I always say, isn't it, Hodgie, love?
Yeah, you do. All the time. It's like your motto.
Hodge stops at a Shell petrol station and speaks to Begsy inside the shop.
Bravo, Mr. Gooseberry. This was meant to be our weekend, mine and Kat's.
Well, she said I could come along.
Begsy, one of these days I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write you a book and I'm going to call it What Women Say Is Not Always What They Mean.
I'm sorry, mate, I was in a mess. But I'll go back.
God, I was so bloody stupid.
Hey?
If you go now, Kath will know that you know that she doesn't want you to tag along. And she'll know that I've told you, so you'll have to stay. Even though she doesn't want you to.
That's weird. That's marriage.
Just don't do anything else wrong for the rest of the weekend. Oh, get us a Freddo.
Hodge heads back to the pink van as Begsy picks out some chocolates. Begsy then calls Glynn on his mobile phone.
Well, I don't know, mate. I don't think Julie's the outdoors type. She's certainly not the horsey type.
Oh, help me out here, Glynn. I feel like a right gooseberry.
Although saying that, she has got some multicoloured wellies in her all.
Atta boy.
But this was supposed to be the weekend when... supposed to be the weekend when me and her, you know.
Yeah, you still can be.
The country, a secluded flower-filled meadow, be perfect.
Flower-filled meadow? No, mate. Me and my hay fever, my eyes will be streaming.
No, she'll think you're crying. Think you're a sensitive soul. Look, I'll send you the campsite address.
Get a move on.
Begsy makes another call.
Daz, how would you and Cole like to come to the countryside?
Flies, damp floors, shitting in buckets. It's not really my scene, fella. Plus, I like my own bed too much, so sit down.
My bed, you mean?
Well, yeah, but you're not up for going to the countryside, are you?
No, there's not much privacy in the tent.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Well, you don't get any proper time on your own.
Right, so...
So, you can't get away with much under canvas. Everybody can hear you. And, I was thinking we could pick up where we left off the other night.
A weekend in the country? It might be brilliant. We've got friends and fresh air and, puddles. Come on, let's go and pack. Have you got a tent?
No.
Well, we'll buy one then. What's money? Come on.
Daz runs down some steps, pulling Colleen along. A rainbow arches over a grey sky, and Hodge has pulled up on a country lane.
We're not lost, babe. I'm just not sure where we are. I think we're by that staple.
Directions have never been a strong point. She thought Milton Keynes was a jazz singer.
Shut up, Hodge. Else I'll tell Begsy who you had your sex dream about last night. Right, well, according to this, we need to take the third right.
Who did you have a sex dream about?
Hugh Fernley Whittingstall. And it wasn't a sex dream. She made a nice candlelit dinner. Talked about venison. That was that.
You said he kissed you goodnight.
Just drop it, Kath.
Begsy and Kath smirk at each other. Julie's with Glyn in his silver Lexus, and they stop at some temporary traffic lights.
Yeah, I can't believe you love camping.
Oh, yeah, I was well into me brownies when I was little. Loved it. Apart from I get hay fever.
And me too. God, we've got so much in common, haven't we? Hey, do you know, as you get older, you're getting those little varicose veins at the back of your knees. No, me neither. You know, if your hay fever gets bad, I've got some tablets in the overnight bag.
Oh, great.
Look at them cows. Couldn't be a cow, you know, in a field all day. Need a tally or something.
Which ones are they?
Just the little yellow tablets.
Glyn looks over and Julie's found a condom in his bag.
That's not mine.
Whose is it then?
It's in yellow wrapping.
It's fine.
Well, I just went into the chemist grab what I could, you know. I'm not being presumptuous because I always carry one. Emergencies.
Emergencies?
Yeah. Like, you know, if we went off the road now, crashed into a river, we started sinking, I could wrap my mobile phone in that, waterproof.
Be honest, have you brought these so we can have sex this weekend?
No. Yes. Sorry.
Now, don't be. It's great, although I'm not overly keen on banana daiquiri and fruits of the forest. And, I'm allergic to strawberry.
Honeydew Luxury Camping Retreat. Kath, with blonde hair and large hooped earrings, walks back to the van from Honeydew's reception area.
Completely full. And they've no record of our booking. You're definitely booked.
I distinctly remember. I filled in a form, then Begsy sent through his next chess move. Was somebody helping you with that?
No. Bad loser.
They look at Kath.
Oh, frig. I may have forgot to press confirm.
They say there's a farm down the road that'll have us. It's not quite on par with this, but... Is that Glyn's car?
The Lexus pulls up.
It's Begsy's idea.
He said the more the merrier.
Hodge fears the worst as he slowly glances at Kath, who shakes her head and doesn't look best pleased. Hodge drives the VW camper van through a massive puddle of water and arrives in large fields surrounded by trees, cottages and a river.
It's a bit basic.
Empty.
Roomy.
Like the inside of your head.
Thanks for inviting us, Kath.
Oh, anytime, really. It's no problem.
Just as long as that Glyn behaves himself.
Have you got the swing ball? Who's got the swing ball?
It's not really a swing ball in weekend, Glyn.
No, you come camping, you get the swing ball out, yeah, that's not standard.
Daz and Colleen.
Oh, all right. Slow folks are here.
Oh, great. Mother makes five. Any more?
Hiya!
Hiya!
Hi, Daz. All right, gang. Excuse me!
I suppose you happen to have a corkscrew, do you?
Sorry, love. All our wine's screw top.
Screw top? How contemporary.
Northern riffraff.
Oh, well, never mind.
Aye, aye, guys. Wurzel alert, 12 o'clock.
A man with a grey beard and hat's approaching.
He's got a gun.
He shoots a hole in the beer barrel.
Shut the bloody beer! Go, quick, get a plaster on something! Get a plaster on it!
As beer gushes out of the barrel, Hodge wedges a stopper into the hole.
Nice day for it.
What are you doing shooting at us?
Not you, my lover. Foxes.
What foxes?
Exactly. How can I help you?
We'd like to stay here, please.
£5 a night. Each. No taking drugs. No playing loud music. No excessive alcohol consumption. No coming round to borrow a pint of bloody milk. No interfering with the pigs. And no mention of the name Bob Fletcher of Bluebell Farm. Come and pay me in the kitchen.
Who's Bob Fletcher?
I told you not to mention Bob Fletcher.
Inside the farmer's house.
Oh, it's hard being a farmer these days. Work your finger to the bone for no pay. We got cows, we got sheep, but the economy is asleep. Going bust, robber bank, end up in strange way. I haven't finished yet. Oh, it burns me up these days trying to keep it rural. It's like...
Having a double epidural?
Oh, stop it, Dad. He's filled in a form for X-Factors. I be Mabel.
You're not from round here, are you? What county's that accent from?
We're from the county of Mind Your Own Bloody Business Shire.
We're from all over. Our seeds blow on many winds.
Her hands on her hips.
Do you like my puppies?
Begsy and Glynn.
Cute, aren't they?
Look at Mabel's breasts, then down at the dog basket next to her.
We sold the other four.
How many times? We had to. Word of advice, lads. Don't ever get into ostrich farming.
We won't. Can I just pay so
drumsticks bigger than your arm? But they never say my farm. Ostrich, ostrich. All those bloody ostriches. Drumsticks bigger than your arm. But they never say my farm. Ostrich, ostrich. All those bloody ostriches.
So I don't feel safe here.
Well, there's nothing to worry about. Just a crazy singing farmer with a loaded shotgun. Yeah.
Begsy climbs over a gate and lands in sludge.
Oh.
Glynn, who's wearing wellies, calmly opens the wooden gate. An irritated Begsy steps out, his white trainers covered in mud. Back at the van, he puts on his dad's shoes.
Oh, this is the life, eh?
Yeah, nice romantic weekend. Just the seven of us.
He was only trying to do the right thing. Look on the bright side, at least we ain't got a gooseberry now.
No, now we've got a punnet on them.
I'll get Begsy to sleep in Glynn's tent, and then we can snuggle up.
In the warmth of Malena.
While they're all out struggling in the elements with the guy ropes and Timmy's. Mallets. Timmy mallets. Boo! See what I did?
Unfortunately. Brown doesn't need any pegs anywhere. He's got a special one.
Daz throws a circular folded up tent onto the grass.
It says toss it and then it just pops up.
It's like something else we know.
Daz, mate, you gotta unwrap it first.
yeah, I knew that.
Later on, the shivering cold campers are standing outside a village pub called the Hare and Hounds. The blackboard outside it reads, "Food sold here, LOL." Glynn looks down at Begsy's dad's shoes.
How are they?
Too big, really uncomfortable.
I think they're really nice.
Me too. Something about them.
Right, they stopped serving food an hour ago.
Oh, man, so what are we going to do now?
What are we going to do now? There is only one thing we can do in there, and that is get so leathered we forget we've not eaten.
Yes.
The men enthusiastically run into the pub as Kath and Colleen look at each other with dread. Later that night, they're staggering along a riverside path.
Dude, they're too big.
I would sooner have my shoes flapping around like clown's feet than see Tonky in them.
Don't worry about Tonky. You're here now with all your mates.
And all their girlfriends. Still feel like a bit of a gooseberry.
Oh, and whose fault is that, eh? Oh. Doctor Who lives less in the past than you do. Huh? You gotta forget about Mandy. Get back on the horse.
I know. Cheers, Hodge. You're a mate.
Hey, so are you, which is why you'll understand when I ask you to sleep in Glynn's tent tonight.
Oh.
Give me and Kath a little bit of privacy.
Daz.
Hey, you're welcome to stay in our tent tonight, you know.
No, mate. You're all right.
Please. Begsy, please. Sleep between me and Colleen. Because I'm frightened. Piss off.
Begsy marches off. Back at camp, the tents are set around a campfire.
I've got wagon wheels! I want the wagon wheel! Hands off!
Hey, you lot! You keep the bloody noise down, please! I am trying to drift off to the mating habits of the spotted red shank. And my wife is already in bed with David Starkey. So could you please show a little consideration?
Sorry, it won't happen again.
Chaps.
You all right, Begsy?
Yeah. You know, I think I'll sleep out here tonight, under the stars.
Oh, Begsy, come in with us. Something about them shoes, they make you look proper.
Kath throws up on him.
Oh, my God!
Sorry! Oh. I'm actually mortified.
You might want to give that a rinse, Begsy. She had a full packet of Haribos before. Oh, I can see cola bottles in it.
After peeing on the grass, Daz walks by his tent when Colleen pops her head out.
Hey, Daz. Hurry up, come on.
Daz looks worried as frizzy-haired Colleen, in her thin strapped vest top, zips the tent back up. Outside the barnyard, Begsy takes off his polo neck t-shirt, which has a large vomit stain on the front, and washes it in a tub of water. The barn door creaks open and Begsy looks over to his left. Mabel steps out in a cardigan, orange shorts and farmer boots. She beckons Begsy with her finger, and after doing a 360 turn to look around, he quietly wanders over, topless. Inside the barn, Mabel's standing amongst some stacks of hay, playing seductively with her long brown hair.
Don't tell Dad.
Mabel pulls him down.
It's like a dream come true for me. First time we slept together. Not slept. Just slept, you know, as in slept. You know, but if you wanted to sleep together, as in sleep, then I'm okay with that.
In Glynn's tent, he looks down at Julie, who's fallen asleep on his chest.
Well, we can just sleep there, eh?
He kisses her head. In the barn, Begsy's just had sex with farmer girl Mabel.
I don't normally do this.
Country air. I've seen many a city dweller succumb to it.
Thanks for listening to me drone on, but, I mean, how would you feel if your dad was dead and some other bloke started wearing his, I don't know, wellies?
My dad's a bully. Won't let me have no life. He don't understand that I got needs. All over.
Mabel! Where are you?
It's Dad. Quick, he won't like me doing sexy in here. He says it spooks the chickens.
Mabel, you in the barn? Lights off.
Oh, God, where's my shoe? There's no time. Go, we'll kill us both otherwise.
Begsy runs towards the back door and finding the other shoe in front of her, Mabel chucks it after him. The farmer walks in.
What are you doing there?
Looking for summit.
What are you looking for, Nesta?
Needle. Can't find it.
Then yes.
Mabel lowers her head and covering up her vest top with her cardigan, she walks off. The farmer looks around before leaving too. The next morning and frying some bacon at camp.
Why do we have to do all the cooking just because we're women?
Men don't wash their hands properly.
Excuse me, I wash my hands properly and I'm making tea. Look.
You're practically Esten Blumenthal Lodge.
Colleen emerges from her tent.
You seen Dad?
Huh?
Well, he didn't sleep in here last night.
Hodge chucks a tea bag into a cup.
Daz!
Colleen finds Daz asleep in the camper van. Daz jolts, then winds the window down.
What have you slept in here for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I only came to get her the Morrissey CD and I must have nodded off.
Do you want a brew?
Yeah, come on. I have two sugars, please, Col.
In the seat next to Daz, Begsy lifts his head up. The two of them get out of the vehicle and join the others.
Hey, most of the mud's dried on these, but can you still smell pig shit?
Oh, get your feet away from the food.
Why don't you wear your dad's shoes again? You look smashing in them.
Can't. Not until I get the other one back.
Hodge wanders closer to feather-haired Begsy.
You back on the horse?
Won the Grand National.
Hodge has a huge smile on his face as Begsy strolls off. Begsy then runs over to the barn and rattles the locked door. The farmer walks over, holding his shotgun.
All right. I was just looking at your doors. They're quite big, aren't they? I'm really into doors.
I'd like a word with you, boy.
At camp, Glynn's smothering his butty with ketchup.
Sorry for falling asleep last night.
No, it's fine, although I do have a new name for you.
Mrs. Snorer.
That's a rubbish name, because I don't even snore.
And I don't blow off after the belly, either.
Glynn takes a bite out of his bun.
Why? Was that too much information?
No, thanks for the warning, because I was going to make egg mayonnaise sandwiches for our picnic.
Excuse me! Hello, mate!
Yeah, God. Appear to have stumbled upon some sort of reality TV boot camp.
Oi, pal! Over here!
Just ignore him, darling. Probably all crack.
Ray!
Yes! What do you want?
Just seeing if you come round here regularly.
Every couple of months. I come for the twitching, my wife for the Roman forts.
Smash it. Look, do you know any beauty spots? Sort of, like, secluded, like?
Yes, several, but I'm afraid we haven't got time to discuss them with you now.
Well, it'll take 2 minutes.
Which we haven't got. Goodbye. I blame the comprehensive system.
I'll break you in two!
Listen, it can be slightly frustrating setting up wireless. Let me have a go for you.
My label thinks I'm an idiot.
Close that window and you're online.
Oh, you've done it. Good lad. Now get me on that Facebook thing so I can find out who she's friends with.
Who?
Mabel. Oh, she's broken my heart, she has. I sit in that chair at night watching her fondling her puppies, wondering how she can do this to me.
Do what?
Sexual shenanigans, that's what. But now I got this. Well, I can see who she's friends with. Catch a bastard, knife his balls off, feed him my pigs.
Don't you think that that might be a slight overreaction?
Wouldn't surprise me if it was Bob Fletcher or Bluebell Farm.
She's a woman. She is a very beautiful woman. She's bound to attract interest.
So what am I supposed to do? Just stand back, watch it happen?
No. No, it's good that you're a protective father, but she needs space.
The farmer gets up from the laptop.
Father?
Hmm?
What makes you think I'm her dad?
She calls you Dad.
That's right, Dad. He's short for Darren. Mabel's my wife.
Wife?
The farmer nods at a shocked Begsy.
Right, well, I'll leave you to it and I'll see you later. Darren.
Begsy turns and quickly walks out of the farmhouse. Hodge is cleaning cups.
You don't get this at home, do you?
No, we've got a dishwasher.
Which you never use. Where's Glyn and Gina?
Saw them walking off hand in hand.
Well, that's the last we'll see of them today. So what are we going to do?
Begsy runs over.
Can I have a quick word?
No. Yeah, while you're having it, grab a tea towel.
No, in private.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Hodge walks off with Begsy. Daz saunters over in a beanie hat and sweater and puts his plastic plate down in the dirty dishes tub.
Are you all right, Daz? You look like you want to drown yourself in there.
Maybe I should. I think Colleen's having an affair.
His wife?
I thought it was his daughter. This is your fault.
Excuse me? I didn't tell you to go and sleep with a wife of some shotgun-wielding farmer.
I didn't know it was his wife. What am I going to do?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Great advice, Hodge. Tip-top.
No, think about it. You're not going to say anything, and if she's got any sense, she's not going to say anything. Get home and try. Where is the proof?
There isn't any. Apart from my dad's shoe in the barn.
You've lost that.
No. I've got to get that back.
Well, no, you haven't. Look at me, Begsy. Do not spoil this weekend for Kath. Okay?
Okay.
As Hodge turns away, Begsy darts off.
Begsy! Come back here, you... tit!
Glyn and Julie have set up a picnic in a meadow.
Nice area.
Yeah, it's lovely. Oh.
What?
Didn't bring a pudding.
I did.
Glyn takes a condom in brown wrapping out of his back pocket.
Chocolate sundae?
My favourite.
Julie gives Glyn a wide smile. Meanwhile, Begsy runs over and finds Mabel in the barnyard.
Mabel!
All right, my lover.
No, I am not your lover. Last night was a mistake. It was a nice mistake, but it was still a mistake. Why didn't you tell me that you had a husband?
Threesomes ain't my thing.
What? No! Look, you remember I left my shoe in the barn last night? I need it back. Can you unlock it and get it for me?
I can't now. I've got to be somewhere. Come back to the barn in an hour, knock 3 times, and say the following password. Abra, abracadabra. I want to reach out and grab you. Abra, abracadabra. Abracadabra.
In the farmyard, Kath is talking to Colleen.
He thinks what?
Well, that's what he said.
They walk along, arm in arm.
We've got a great sex life, so therefore I'm having an affair. I've heard it all now.
Yeah, he says you've been trying out new things in the bedroom.
Right, I might be.
Andy thinks she learnt this new stuff from a secret lover.
I'm just just trying to judge things up.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Don't you judge me, Kathy. You're judging me.
I'm not judging you. Me and Hodge can be very adventurous.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. Why do you think we're both still banned from DFS in Alden?
In the meadow, Julie and Glyn lean in slowly for a kiss, and she sneezes.
Sorry.
Glyn wipes his cheek.
Beautiful air, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get any more of them tablets left?
Yeah. Have you got any tissues?
Sorry, I haven't got another one's coming.
We need to get out of this meadow.
Yeah.
They quickly get up. Colleen and Kath are in the farmhouse.
There's got to be something to do around here.
The farmer turns round to them.
There's the Pencil Museum.
Bet that's a big draw. That's a good one. Thank you.
But it's closed.
Hmm.
Ever since the little kid got himself stuck in the giant pencil sharpener, took half inch off his leg.
Would it be possible for us to watch you milk your cows?
No. They're a bit shy.
With a mug in his hand, the farmer turns back round and stares out of the window. A panicked Begsy runs back to the barnyard and knocks on the wooden door.
Mabel! Mabel, are you in there?
Say the password.
You know it's me.
Say it. I reckon Dad's onto me.
Abra, abra, cadabra. I want to reach out and grab you. Abra, abra, cadabra. Abracadabra!
Bearded Darren opens the back door of the farmhouse and sees a figure sneak into the barn. The farmer picks up his shotgun.
I need to find it.
Too right. When I saw you in the kitchen the other day, I thought you were all right. But those shoes. I couldn't keep my hands off you. There was something magical about you. Something that... Someone's coming.
Mabel!
All right, Dad! Still can't find that blooming needle.
Begsy hides behind some hay.
I know he's here.
That one's got no flowers in it.
It's perfect.
Be careful, that size has fences around.
Oh, I can smell burning.
How many times? There's no one in here but us chickens.
You scared off all the chickens with your sexing. Don't think I don't know what's going on.
A farmer's fork.
Now, where is he?
Farmer Darren begins shoving the fork into the stacks of hay. Mabel picks up a horseshoe and throws it down. Darren turns round.
What were they?
Chicken?
That weren't no chicken.
As Darren faces Mabel, Begsy gets up and bolts off through the back door.
So, what do we have here?
A brown and white
shoe.
And I pity the man who fits it. So let's go find it.
A worried-looking Mabel follows Darren as he trots out of the barn. At camp, Daz is sitting down, chiselling a small log of wood, when Colleen comes over, smiling.
Kath told me what you said to her. I'm not going to lie to you, Daz, I have been sleeping with someone.
I knew it. I bloody knew it.
Just calm down and I will explain.
No, tell me, do I know him?
Yes, you do know him. Very well, actually.
Colleen, who is he?
He's a bit of a prick.
Huh?
But he's sweet. He's got a face only a mother could love. He's constantly miserable. Puts up satellite dishes for a living. Shouts out the names of Stockport County players when we're in bed.
What a tit.
Colleen has a wide smile as Daz looks away for a moment.
That's me, innit?
I was just spicing things up. I didn't want you getting bored.
All right, look, can we just go back to sausage, egg, chips and beans?
Hey?
No more toad in the hole.
No toad in the hole.
Right, get up! Get up!
What?
Pack up! We're going!
What's going on?
He knows that I've slept with his wife. It's only a matter of time before he comes and finds me.
What?
Dad,
is Mabel's husband.
Smell my shoes. You've got magical sexual powers.
I am not going. I've got one day left. I'm not scared of no bloody farmer.
Which one of you? Damn it. Just have gone.
I bet you did when you were shagging his wife.
All right, Dar. How's it hanging? Hanging from a rope in a minute. Which one of you done it? Who done my Mabel? Oh. Cowards, right? Well, I got evidence. Put it on.
Now, just wait one second. I'm telling you now, it's not one of us.
Begsy puts on the shoe.
It's too big. See?
You call it my bluffs. My bluffs is not to be called. You do not call my bluffs!
See why I want to go abroad? You don't get this in Beer Itz.
It's a bit flappy, I suppose.
Here, mate.
Hodge tries it on.
Stop it, Dar. I've told you it's not one of these. It's just left by a passing tramp.
Don't you lie to me, Mabel. What kind of tramp can afford fancy footwear like that?
Donald Trump.
No way to be there, mate. I'm sorry.
Her.
What?
She could have turned Leso.
Oh, please.
Hang on a minute. There was four of you.
Oh, it won't be Glyn. He's off doing the biz with his own girlfriend.
No, he's not. Look.
Glyn's limping.
Excuse me, what about David Cameron over there?
No, he ain't got it in him. I was just saying.
Hey, it's always the person that you least suspect, you know, like Inspector Morse. Mm.
Darren looks at the other camper and his wife.
Yeah, right. And you lot, you follow me!
Have we missed any?
What? Looks like you two had a good time.
The camper tries on Begsy's dad's shoe.
Fits him like a glove.
For God's sake, man. That doesn't prove a thing. And for your information, I wouldn't be seen dead in a shoe like this.
Don't you be too sure about that.
Don't kill him, Da.
I'm not gonna kill him. I'm gonna nip him in the bud.
You can't. You can't hurt my Normie.
Your Normie?
Her Normie.
Mabel, what another word?
You can't lie no more. Da, I didn't mean to hurt you. But I get so bored stuck out here. Me and Normie have been having intimates ever since they first started coming here.
So that's why we don't go to Beer Itz.
God's sake, Ginny. Our marriage has been a frozen wasteland for years. And whose fault is that?
You shut your dirty mouth up! There's nothing frozen about my Ginny.
Your Ginny?
His Ginny.
I don't follow.
That's right. Two can play at that game, Norman.
What do you think Darren and I have been doing while you and that milkmaid have been off in the woods, twitching?
This is like Emmerdale on acid.
Di, you're nothing but a... What's the word I'm looking for?
Psychopath?
Hypocrite.
Get packed up, I'll be right with you. Go. Listen, everyone.
If I may interrupt. I really don't see the problem here.
Mabel, you say you love your Normie. And Normie, you love Mabel. And Ginny, you have fallen for the undeniable charms of the lovely Darren.
Yes.
So it seems to me it's the perfect solution. Why don't you put your troubles behind you? Swap partners.
The others are packing up.
And live happily ever after. Are you related to Jeremy Kyle's?
Oh, I like to think my style's more Oprah with a bit of vintage Vanessa thrown in just to, you know, mix things up a bit. I'll leave you to it.
Kath scuttles off.
Why's she taking that shoe with her then?
Suppose she's giving it back to Begsy.
Who the hell's Begsy?
The cute one.
Oh, Mabel. You dead.
I dead. Sorry, Normie.
A suddenly vexed Normie snatches Darren's shotgun.
You! Come back! Which one's Begsy?
Get in the car now!
Normie shoots a tyre.
What? You shot Marlena!
Who shot Marlena? Who's Marlena?
Son Marlena, get in the car!
Everyone scrambles into their vehicles.
Stop, pop, lid and step on it. There's your precious shoe.
I'm sorry, Dad. These shoes are cursed.
Begsy throws the shoes out of the car window and everyone drives away, leaving behind the pink van.
I am so looking forward to getting back to work on Monday.
ITFC audio description.